I'm talking with Megan Page. How's everything going?
I'm doing pretty good. How's everything going with you?
It's way too damn early to be doing this.
It is pretty early right now.
You know it's bad when you go to pick up your pass and the person's literally apologizing. I'm so sorry it's this. I'm so sorry it's that. I'm like, when I first brought it up, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be the person with like two IVs, one full of an energy drink and one full of coffee.
Absolutely. I need a coffee right now.
Oh, you know, somebody right over there.
Yeah.
Going like, something. How'd you not grab one already?
Still a coffee.
So this is your first time at the CCMAs?
This is my first time at the CCMAs, yeah.
Nice. How are you enjoying it so far? I know it's early in, but...
It's a little early in, but so far, so good. I'm really excited to meet some new people and kind of explore a little more.
So how long have you been performing then?
I've been performing since I was about 13 years old, and I'm 18 now, so...
Oh, okay, I was gonna say, I don't guess people's ages ever. Even then, if they look younger, I try to guess a little older, and if they look a little older, I try to guess younger.
I feel like everybody gets offended either way, so I don't know. I usually just try not to guess, you know?
Yeah, I try not to, but when somebody says, oh yeah, I'm 31, I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Wait a minute.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought you were 25, 26, what?
Really?
Well, not you. Yeah, you look a lot younger.
I was gonna say
21 maybe at most.
At most.
You're
yeah.
getting carded everywhere you go.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's what happens if I actually bother to shave. It's like, ooh, I'm getting carded today.
Today. Yep.
Nope. Should not have done that. Oh, so you got a song out at radio right now. No Coming Back.
Yeah,
how's that going?
It's going really good. Yeah, I just released it in August. So yeah, so far so good with that one. I was really excited to release this one. It was the last of the three that we recorded back in 2021 during COVID.
Okay.
There.
Yeah. You got some done during COVID.
Yeah, at least I got some done during COVID. Yeah.
Yeah. So especially as a new artist, how much emphasis do you put on like radio play versus spins on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, insert streaming service names here?
Well, I'm really excited that it got onto all the platforms just so that everybody could listen to it. My big thing is I just love sharing my music with everyone, and I really just want to get it out there. So I'm really excited that it actually got on, you know, radio, and the radio is giving it some love right now. So yeah, I'm really grateful for that.
Does streaming impact the way you sort of write your music or go about selecting your songs? Because they tend to be shorter and quick to the punch, especially with streaming. So
for radio, they actually won't really take anything that's over about 3 minutes and like 30 seconds. That's kind of the sweet spot there. So you have to be kind of careful with writing, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But honestly, if a song resonates with me, it doesn't really matter to me just because I usually fall in love with that song. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm new to being a music director, so that's a bit of news to me. Yeah, aim for shorter ones if
yeah.
I can. Aim a little shorter, jam pack it in there, yeah, just ramble the music in there.
Sure.
Seems to be the way it goes these days.
Yeah,
it really is, yeah. So, I mean, what is it like being here, obviously, for the first time in your home province? And obviously, there's a lot of Alberta showcases going on. So.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And also, there's a lot of people that I look up to who are just playing and songwriter rounds and walking around here, and it's so crazy to just see, I don't know, that they're just people too. But yeah, it's really fun to meet them as well, and yeah.
Sometimes they always tell you, like, don't meet your heroes, but if it happens to be a Canadian country artist, like, 9 times out of 10, I think you're pretty safe actually meeting them for one.
You're pretty safe meeting them, yeah. They're all very, very nice people here.
Yeah, gotta live up to the Canadian stereotypes, yeah.
Exactly, right?
So what are the plans for the rest of the weekend and for the rest of, well, what's left of this year then?
Well, I'm hoping to get back into the studio soon here. The rest of the weekend, hit as much seminars and songwriter rounds as possible. I love the songwriter rounds. They're my favorite. So I'm hoping to get to a lot of things this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
So do you have like an EP or an album you're working on then, or?
I have two more songs that I actually have that I'm going into the studio for soon.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm really excited for those guys.
So is sort of the approach just keep releasing everything as singles, maybe just as smaller clumps of EPs versus going the bigger route of trying to put out like a 10, 12, I don't know how many songs are on albums these days, but...
So I'm kind of going the single route first, just until I gain some traction, hopefully. Yeah, and then maybe I'll think about an album, but I would probably have to get a lot more songs for that guy. I have to sit down and write a lot, for sure.
Well, there are people who do that for people, but...
True.
So what kind of music, how would you sort of classify the way you do country music? Because I was fortunate to see Dallas Smith's tour, and that was a jam-packed with artists, and everybody had their own little spin on it. So how would you describe your music to people?
Yeah, so honestly, I would describe my music as more of the country rock, almost, type, I think, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Just because, I don't know, I have a different voice, I think. I don't really have a very country voice. I don't really have that twang, you know?
Most of them don't, let's be honest. Nobody does.
So if I had that twang, I feel like I would definitely be. I'm straight country, but I definitely grew up with more of the rock side of the country music. So I'd say I'm more of the rock country type.
Yeah. Okay, as you mentioned, you know, people you look up to, who are some people that you do look up to and are influences on you that you may or may not have been able to meet so far this weekend?
Yeah, actually, one of my biggest influences isn't in the country music industry.
Oh, okay.
And it's Adele. I actually
very
have,
nice.
I have a tattoo of my arm set fire to the room.
Nice, Adele. I'm at 10 now, and the only one that's script is hidden all the time, so.
Oh, okay, I see. So yeah, Adele's my favorite. I definitely grew up listening to her, and I really look up to her, and hopefully I can meet her one day. That would be really fun.
So how has, like, Adele been an inspiration to you then? Because obviously it's a different genre.
Yeah.
I imagine a different voice. There's not too many people who have that kind of voice, so.
Right, exactly. Just the unique voice. I love, she's just so unique, and her vocals are killer. She can, yeah, just pull anything off almost. But yeah, she just keeps getting better and better, and I really look up to her for that.
Nice. Well, I look forward to hearing all the new music you put out and checking out No Coming Back this weekend.
Thanks so much.